Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the topic, Big Time Tesla with Lance Gilman. He's the partner broker with the Reno Tahoe Industrial Center that got the deal done. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, the Nevada Trucking Association, trucks move America forward, the Nevada Mining Association, mining for Nevada's future, Valley Electric Association. Together, we are doing powerful things. Learn more at vea.coop. And the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question three.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to have back on the program Lance Gilman. He's a partner in the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors for many years now. And the excitement over Tesla is just so high, not across just the state, but across the country. And this is one of the largest projects ever. And if you can, just share the first couple of minutes with us with the response since the announcement from the governor made it all official.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of times in life, these things, you get them and you get the hit and then it's over, right? And this seems to be building. We haven't been able to catch our breath. The interest from all over the world. I had folks in here from Belgium, the newspapers for the EU here just recently, and it's global in reach. And certainly it's getting more intense than less. It's very interesting the further we go. And, of course, there's a lot of work left to be done, isn't there? So there'll be more coming.
All right. Now, one of the things that we've talked about beyond the Tesla project is all the other businesses that are likely to come because of that. To me, it seems as there is a lot of practical things that need to be done at TRI. For instance, you could use a hotel, maybe a hotel casino, because people are going to want to have accommodations when they get out there. There's going to be the obvious need for housing, all kinds of amenities, restaurants, dry cleaners. So at this point, are those kind of developers coming to you and saying, we want to buy some land?
Sam, I want to share a true experience. When I was down at the legislature on Thursday and we were waiting to get through all of the final of the process, I was averaging a call an hour on interest in the park, on all of those uses that you just went through. And I, in my office yesterday, I had people wanting to to pitch insurance, you know, for the health insurance programs. And a health club wants to come in, and coffee service folks, and restaurants galore, and yes, casinos. All of the services, retail, are looking to come. So there's a wave of business coming right now. All the support businesses, I'm sure we'll see office soon. So no question about it. And it started on Thursday. It was almost a smile. It got so busy so quick. And a lot of these folks, I said, well, let's take a deep breath. You know, we still have to get the project finished. We have to get the paperwork all done. We have to close this thing up. And they're going to have to build their building. And that's maybe going to take like 2 or 3 years. So let's take a deep breath.
Right.
But there's a high level of interest across the board.
Right. And your point is well made that the Story County Commission still has to meet, of which you are a member.
Yes.
And sign off on all the paperwork to make this thing official. I remember at the beginning, I think, of the Gibbons administration, there was about a $6 billion backlog in road work. And I remember discussions with members of his team who said, you couldn't possibly launch $6 billion worth of road work at once. A, you don't have enough construction people in the state to do it. Plus, nobody would be able to drive anywhere because it would all be tied up in construction. What's the reality of laying all this out, not just the Tesla project, which in itself will be thousands of workers, but will you be able to accommodate all the rest that want to come in?
Certainly, we're going to have to pay attention to infrastructure. Arterial access is a key element to any kind of economic development. So all of those elements are going to have to come into play. We're going to have to expand our road base, and we're going to have to do improvements, and there'll be 20 years of that in the future going on. But if you and I should talk in terms of what's out at TRI today, we're all focused on a $5 million square foot giga plant right now. There are 3 giga plants already in place out there, with approaching 10,000 employees. And we really haven't put it in perspective. We've got one Tesla and we're all excited, but there's 15 million feet under roof out there today. And there's another 5 million feet coming. So the need for USA Parkway and for expanding the freeways and the access and the arterials, everybody in the state is going to be in play as this development progresses.
And that's an interesting topic as well, which is that there have been some signals of perhaps a little resentment in Southern Nevada about what's going on at TRI. This project was paid for by you and Roger Norman. This was not state-funded money that got the park to where it is today.
I appreciate you bringing that up, Sam. That's very, very important. There are no bonds. There are no star bonds. There is no participation federally or state at TRI. TRI is a 100% developer-driven project. And it is today, and it'll remain that way.
And basically what had happened was that every time you sold some land, you took that money and put it back into the infrastructure.
Reinvested.
Okay, you got 5 power plants out there right now.
We do.
Are you going to need more?
I wouldn't think so. Not my industry necessarily. But I think there's probably 900 megawatts of power potential out there right now that could be generated, and we're probably only using less than 5. I'm not sure. That'd be a good question for Nevada Energy. But there's a lot of capability out there from the standpoint of the power.
All right, let's take a break. More with Lance Gilman when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors. And we're talking about all the ramifications of this Tesla project. I-80, Congresswoman Dina Titus was talking to me about, will there be needs for improvement to I-80? Who's paying the cost of the road? Or where's the money coming from for the cost of extending USA Parkway from I-80 to US 50? And what are the benefits? Let's talk about those.
Pretty large subject to get in here in a couple of minutes, Sam.
I got about six.
I-80 certainly is going to have to be focused on in future years. We're going to have to see some widening and expansion of I-80, carrying so much truck traffic today. USA Parkway is going to give us a very quick relief in many ways from I-80. And for example, once we complete USA Parkway, and by the way, NDOT has said that they will complete that roadway before Tesla gets their C of O, and that's 2017. So that's going to then relieve a lot of that traffic out of I-80. The trucks that are coming out of TRI, instead of having to go east or west, are going to be able to turn and go south to Vegas and Phoenix and L.A. So we're going to open up a shipping corridor that will be a great enhancement. And then we're going to reach all of those neighborhoods down there for the employees. We're going to see a housing boom.
So Silver Springs, Dayton.
Yes, sir. Silver Springs, Dayton, Yarrington. And then along that major highway boulevard, we're going to see resulting commercial, industrial, other parks, other things build up. But that highway alone is going to relieve a bottleneck because it's going to turn a lot of that shipping south. And that'll be instantly felt on the I-80. Right now, if you can imagine, the trucks have to come out USA Parkway and either go east or west, don't they? And so that's just clogging it up. And then they have to go out to Fernley or out to Reno and turn south on either 395 or 95A. So in this case, it's going to turn everything straight, and we're kind of relieve the logjam.
All right, so at this point in time, how many truck trips are coming in and out of TRI at this point?
Roughly 1,000.
And so what will it end up being, do you think?
I don't know that I've ever seen a number on that. I'd be remiss in speculating, but it'll be a lot of trucks.
Getting that extension built within 2 years, which is what NDOT is saying it can do, that's pretty remarkable for, you know, the state government to be able to move that quickly.
Well, when there's a need, you know, we are very responsive here in Nevada. And certainly my hat's off to Rudy and the governor and everybody that are doing their pre-planning down there. But they announced that at the legislative session that they intended to build that roadway through and to open it up. And, you know, the key element, a lot of folks believe that it's because of shipping and that Walmart and PetSmart and eventually Tesla really need that shipping corridor. But you know what they want is they want to the bedroom communities. They want to see the development in Dayton and Silver Springs into the south. We need to increase our employee base, and that's a natural. I believe in that one 20,000-acre piece that I sold to the southern developers out of Las Vegas. I think they have 57,000 homes planned in there in addition to the retail and the commercial that they will add to it in a Lyon County base. So Lyon County is going to see a wonderful economic driver coming themselves very soon.
And that's probably going to be a city about the size of 200,000 people by the time it's all done.
I shouldn't be surprised. You figure in TRI, in a 5,000-acre component, I can do 100 million feet and employ a city the size of Carson City. That's 50,000 people. I can do that in one 5,000-acre pod.
And you got six.
I have six. So we have a long ways to go and a whole lot of excitement ahead.
Okay, so now have home developers been talking to you? And does Story County want residential? Because in the past, they really wanted the industrial side of things. Are they going to look toward having an increase in residential, or do you think most of that's going to end up in Lyon County and beyond?
It will. Most of it will end up in the other counties that are prepared to take it. One of the things that everybody wants to look at, right or wrong, is TRI is an industrial project. We intended it to be industrial. And in so many communities in America, you have industrial in the middle of all the residential. So you have school zones and mamas with baby buggies out jogging and all of the stuff going on in and around industrial. Tahoe Reno Industrial Center is a heavy-use industrial park. Rail, highway, trucking, and it's meant to stay that way. So we don't have all of that, all of those elements of attractive nuisance that happen in so many communities that surround their industrial pod.
And people don't realize that you actually have two rail lines coming right into the park.
Yes, sir, we do. That's a fact.
And is that going to need to be expanded?
It will be expanded. The rail right now, we've built about 7 miles of rail. The rail in Tahoe Reno is a private rail system. We went to Washington and actually have our private permits. And we'll expand it as the needs arise. And interestingly enough, a lot of our demand today out there, and it's in the millions of square feet, Sam, a lot of our demand today is rail because it's manufacturing. And so they bring a lot of raw materials in on train. I think we'll obviously trucking will be the mainstay, if you will, of our economic development here in Northern Nevada. But rail is going to play an important part in the next 10 years.
All right, I'm going to keep you around for another segment. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Trucking Association. Trucks move America forward. The Nevada Mining Association. Mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Together, we are doing powerful things. Learn more at vea.coop. And the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question 3.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
I'm Kathleen Sigurdson. I understand the challenges you face if you've suffered a personal injury. I've represented hundreds of victims over the last 10 years. If you've been injured, give me a call.
Quality Motors provides the best hassle-free used vehicle buying experience in the Reno marketplace. We're a family-oriented dealership focused on giving you the best deals and customer service in town. Visit us at one of our two convenient locations for quick approvals and a satisfaction guarantee.
It's like AT&T knew what we wanted.
Just the other day, we were saying we wanted a TV experience that fit into our life.
And our budget.
And then we see this U-verse TV deal.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. Plus, get a total home DVR included for life.
Great deal, huh? And get this, I've always wanted to put a TV in here, but there's no TV outlet. Now we can. By adding the wireless receiver from AT&T, we can move the TV where we want.
And with the Total Home DVR, we can record 4 shows at once and play them back in any room. We never miss a show now.
Call to get U-verse TV for just $19 a month with qualifying bundles. Keep the same great price for 2 years guaranteed. And ask about next day installation.
This AT&T deal was made for us.
Look, they even knew I wanted to record this show.
That was me, hon.
That was her.
Watch Joe Hart and Shelby Sheehan weeknights on News 4 at 4, 5, and 6.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with our exclusive interview with Lance Gilman, the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors for many years. So the impact of Tesla on Story County itself. The park is two-thirds of Story County, and it's had a massive impact on the county already. What's happening now and what's going to happen in the near future?
Well, I'd say the very, very good news is Story County has been preparing for this day, so it's not a big surprise. You know, all of the development agreements have been approved, and really the community up there, the leadership, are prepared to address this. It's interesting how many calls they're getting from folks who want to come help. They don't really need a lot of help. They've been doing this for a lot of years. The elements that are going to be addressed within the next months are coming out of the bill themselves. I was down there with Pat Whitten, the county manager. We had a room, kind of a war room, if you will, so we could watch what happened. And if you read the bill itself, it moves a lot of responsibility to finishing up the transaction with Tesla to the county itself. There are a couple of ordinances that have to be passed, and there's some negotiations that have to be done on offsets and cost offsetting on services. And we're going to be a very busy commission up there from now through the end of the year, just in effectuating all of the elements of the bill that passed to the county. But are they ready? In spades. They've been getting ready for years for this moment. And one of the things, again, we circle back to, Sam, there's already 15 million feet. There are 3 gigafactories, if you take the square footage, already in place out there. And so a lot of folks might overlook that and say, well, this is a brand new thing. No, it isn't. We've been doing it for years.
All right. So now I want to talk to you about the emotional side of things. You and Roger Norman have been partners for 40 years now.
Yes, sir.
And you've built a lot of projects over the years down in San Diego, in South Reno.
Yes.
And yet this was so huge. What were your feelings as this thing kind of came and went and came back again, and then having to deal with the legislative session? Just share with us a little of the emotional roller coaster that you and Roger must have gone through.
Well, certainly there's been a lot of conversations, Ad, that we talk 2 or 3 times every day. And a lot of excitement and a lot of concerns of different kinds. But, Sam, we've never really been concerned that this project wouldn't work. You wouldn't do what we did back in 98 if we had felt this project was not going to work. I've been asked that by others. And how did you all know to go out there and buy this land and start? Well, we did South Meadows Double Diamond Ranch here in Reno, didn't we? And so I had 10 years of training, if you will. And we knew what the community needed, and we knew that they were about out of industrial land, and we knew that the only path of development had to go east. That's really where we have to offer anything of any size. So all of the elements for success were in place. Timing was kind of an unknown at that point, and nobody planned on a recession that we all had. But even during the recession, during this last 5 years, we filled all the buildings out there. We never stopped. So it was kind of predestined that it was going to be a very successful project. But we knew that coming out of the 90s from South Meadows Double Diamond Ranch.
So you always had the confidence that, because, I mean, we've had 1,000 conversations,
sure,
about this. I mean, we knew that there was a need. This project, originally called the Azamara Ranch, had been around for decades, but nobody had really taken the lead, and nobody had put in all the infrastructure the way you guys did. And that was the key in getting it over, say, for example, Apex in Southern Nevada. They didn't have the infrastructure in place that TRI did, correct?
Not only the infrastructure, but the county, the vision, the heart, the development agreement, which is absolutely magic, the public-private finance plan, which is probably one of the first in the nation to go forward. All of those elements came together. We had to be in a county like Story County. It's interesting. They've had some calls from folks saying, well, how do we do that? How do we duplicate what you did? And my answer is, well, you can have the cookbook. It's on our website. Go to TahoeReno.com. But you have to have the people. You have to have the heart. You have to have the caring. And so Story County was a major element, Sam, in that success. But we knew that going in. And so highs and lows, yeah. And there's one thing that's a philosophy of mine, candidly, and that is you're only as good as your last deal, and that was yesterday. So really, in my mind today, and you may or may not buy into this, but Tesla was yesterday.
Wow.
Today, I have multiple transactions on my desk, and we're dealing with another 5 million square feet of new products, new transactions, new land transactions. So I'm on down the road. And so Tesla, for me, in many ways, is history. My job now lays tomorrow with the 5 new companies that we're dealing with right now.
So how much are you going to have to increase your staffing for your company to be able to deal with all this? Because, I mean, you are such a hands-on person. It's been you and maybe a couple of other people who have been selling this land for years now, and you've had one deal at a time and worked those out. Now that you have such a huge influx of interest from around the world, literally.
It is. So I have Bob Sader, who's one of the finest attorneys in this community, And thank God for Bob, and he's been with us for 30-some years.
And he was that, former head of the Judicial Committee in the Assembly for many
14 years as a legislator.
Yes.
And so he's magic in everything we do. And then I have Chris Thompson, and he's our risk manager and transaction coordinator, and he had 20 years of legal experience in his back. And I've got Jennifer Barnes out there, and she's worked for me over 8 years. And so we have a system. We have a program. We are prepared for success, Sam. And so let the phone ring, and we'll just kind of keep drafting those contracts.
Okay, what do you think this is going to do to housing prices in the next year or two in Northern Nevada?
I have been told that our housing market has already gone from about $140,000 average up to around $240,000. So I believe we're already seeing an appreciation. But one of the things I can promise without being specifically involved in residential is we're going to absorb all of those homes that have been in foreclosure. We're going to build lots and lots of new homes. They're just coming everywhere. And all of our property values, we're going to go back. We're going to recapture what we lost during the recession. I think it was Howard Hughes said, there's no such thing as a bad real estate deal. It's just a matter of waiting long enough for it to come to pass. It's here today. And we're all going to enjoy those benefits.
Well, congratulations for your success. And your success is going to be the future success for the next generation and beyond for Northern Nevada.
It
always
is
a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Come
Thanks,
back soon.
Sam.
We're right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It's late in. Let's roll for sound. Take one marker.
I was kind of debating between colleges, and I kept seeing commercials. When I decided to call, it was exciting. I was finally getting my life together. It was important to me to have the flexibility from Carrington because I was able to work during the day and still go to school at night and take care of my daughter. The classes were fun. It was all hands-on work. That was the fastest 10 months ever. I think medical assisting is a good way to start off. That way I can get my foot in the door. There's always room to grow in the medical field.
Carrington is the starting point for healthcare careers. And with our fixed tuition guarantee, your lowest possible rate is locked in for the length of your program. Call or visit carrington.edu/FTG to learn how to qualify.
Going to Carrington made me realize that I can do a lot more than I thought I could. Just think that I have made it this far, and I'm happy for myself.
Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
It's Champion Chevrolet Super Closeout 2014 Sale with 400 brand new, exciting, and economical Chevy cars and trucks. Get giant GM incentives, high trade-ins, and the lowest closeout sale prices of the year. Like a 2014 Chevy Equinox LS all-wheel drive sedan, $25,888. Or a 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 4x4 crew cab, $34,888. Save big now on the new fuel-efficient Chevy car or truck of your choice during Champion Super Closeout 2014 Sale.
At Bradley, Drendel & Janae, we fight for the legal rights of our clients here in Nevada. We are also proud to partner with News 4 in recognizing the Nevada Military Support Alliance. Nevada's servicemen and women stand in harm's way to fight for our freedom and the way of life we all enjoy as Americans, some giving the ultimate sacrifice to defend our great nation. At Bradley, Drendel & Janae, we are Nevada proud, and we salute America's Armed Forces and the Nevada Military Support Alliance.
On the next broadcast, one of the reasons that Tesla is coming to Nevada is lithium. On the next broadcast, Dennis Bryan of Weston Lithium. We'll see you on the next broadcast.